Paul Brasher, the, now we can call the outgoing president of the Essendon Football Club, decided that he would walk away from the club yesterday.
They're a young side learning bad habits. That's what they are. There's no advantage being young learning these habits. Something's got to give.
You can be well beaten and be beaten by 5 goals. We're talking about a margin nearly 3 times that, but it generally points to a white flag going up.
Your view now, is it time for Essendon to make the coaching change once and for all?
I think it is, Hutch, yeah. While Alistair Clarkson is sitting there, yeah, it's too good a coach there to not get in the race for him.
Ben's our coach of the footy club. As you guys are aware, there's ongoing discussions at board level. They'll continue this week. There'll be an announcement, a statement from the club later today regarding the leadership of the board. And also some further analysis the board want to do around our football program to drive improvement.
There it is, a little snapshot of the drama that unfolded yesterday and the various voices over the different mediums having their say about this big football club, and they are a big football club in the sense that they've got premierships more than most. I think they're equal most, are they? You'd be able to tell me that,
yep.
Wiz.
16.
But they haven't won a final for a long, long time now, and they're a big club that have been small on the footy landscape, and right now they're at a situation where they've got a coach who's under enormous pressure. They've got this, and one of the great questions and the big questions is they've got this, Alistair Clarkson sitting there in the background, has been all year essentially, and it's coming down now to this 2 to 3 day window where they've got to get a decision because Clarkson's been heavily courted by North Melbourne. So first question for you. So Ben Rutten today.
Yeah.
How does Ben Rutten, and this is with the greatest respect, but this is the industry we live in, and it will happen and continue to happen. That
it good, can be brutal.
Good people are going to be copping it in the neck, and he's a good person. How does he front up today and coach the Essendon Footy Club?
It's a results-based industry that we operate in. Wins and losses, okay? And they stack up against you one way or the other. Mm. He is entitled, though, to go into the football club today and say, look, are you actively chasing Alistair Clarkson to coach this club?
So do you think he needs to do that? Is his first
point? 100%. You need to
first port of
call.
Well,
I would think that they would say to him, I mean, given the relationship they have with him and the fact that, you know, it's been a strong, good relationship between administration and he, then they would be saying to him, look, things have changed in the last 48 hours. Things have changed.
Right.
And the commitment that our previous president gave to you as a result of the internal review no longer apply because of what's taken place.
Okay.
So it is up to them to be upfront and honest with him and to say that to him. We cannot guarantee you this job. In fact, if Al Clarkson is available, if Al Clarkson was to agree to coach our football club, then you would no longer be the coach.
So Ben Rutten has arrived at Essendon this morning, we're told. So that is the first call. And then does Ben Rutten say, okay, I appreciate that, I understand, I don't agree with it, you know, I'm a proud man, but I can't operate under that. Knowing that you have lost faith in me to the point where you are actively pursuing Alistair Clarkson, I can no longer.
Right. That
has to be the
It has to be the outcome. It has to be the outcome. And either way, whether they end up getting Al Clarkson or not, and to this point they haven't spoken to Al Clarkson, but they've put feelers out to his management, but they haven't spoken to him.
So on
that point, can I just also just backtrack a little bit to – this is how we got there, right?
Yep.
So
yep.
There was some on the board who agreed with the internal review, and there were others that disagreed with the internal review. Okay, so that's what brought it to a head. A challenge of the board, which means a challenge to the president, Paul Brasher.
Can I jump in? So Paul Brasher calls the internal review, the need for an internal, it makes it public.
Yep.
Maybe against the wishes of some.
Well, a lot of people didn't even know at that point.
Right. So the internal review is held. In the meantime, they win a few games along the way. Yep. They got on a little bit of a roll. So some of the heat goes out of it. Some of the board who weren't that happy say, oh, well, okay, let's sit there. And then the weekend happens.
Yeah.
And the loss and the magnitude and the manner brings it all back to a head.
No. This happened before the loss.
Before.
Yeah, this meeting took place on Sunday morning before the game.
Oh, okay, about the internal review?
Yes.
And Paul Brasher agreed to step down.
Yeah, at that point he stepped down because showed a lack of faith in his leadership.
Yes.
David Burham had been a disgruntled member of the board for a period of time.
Agitating for an external review.
Well, he wanted an external review.
Yep.
He actually, for a period of time, said that he was quitting the board. He walked out of a board meeting and then he was talked back in by people that were following him and wanted him to stay on at the board at Essendon. The thing is, though, the scramble yesterday is, right, okay, you sit down and they agree, okay, we need to hold an external review. Okay, we'll bring people into the football club and they'll review our football club. And then somebody says, well, that's going to take maybe 5 or 6 weeks. So that would rule out if there's a possibility of us getting Al Clarkson right now, and if there's anybody here around this board table that would like Al Clarkson to coach us, that would rule us out. Well, do we need to have a rethink about that?
It was put to me that that was, yeah, we will do an external review. And they said, how long will it take? 6 weeks. Well, where does that leave Clarkson? Well, he'll have to wait.
Mm.
And they said, I beg your pardon.
He won't be waiting.
He'll have to wait. He could be signed to a new club within a day.
Right. So it sort of makes a bit of a... If you're saying, okay, if the plank of you coming to power is we need an external review, but already you're compromised in that regard because you're going to then go out there and try and attract Al Clarkson to the club, which means that, you know, if you went ahead with your external review, it would mean that, you know, maybe there are all these other changes that needed to take place or didn't need to take place, but you've already made the decision to get rid of your coach.
That's right. So that brings us to now, and you have told us that despite reports, I think it was Tony Jones reported that Clarkson had sat down in person yesterday, that is categorically not right.
No, they have not spoken. They have not sat down with Clarkson.
Him.
No, not with him.
No, but his people would absolutely have been involved in dialogue up to
this. If you contact Al Clarkson, you're not going to contact him direct. You'll go through his management like everybody else. And look, this is where it gets sort of even more curiouser. And that is, people point to the fact that Henderson and David Burham have an ongoing relationship, and that Xavier Campbell worked with James Henderson a while ago too. And I'm sure they all have relationships.
It's all relevant. Of course that's all relevant. Let me throw another one into the mix here. So we've got David Burham, who's a TV... This is a little side story.
Okay.
Who, I am told... When Benamafio was running the broadcast rights for the North Melbourne, he and Barham clashed and had some issues along the way.
Right.
And now they're both in charge of clubs looking for David, looking for the one coach. That just adds another little bit of spice.
Well,
to it
possibly can. I don't know.
And the rivalry between North Melbourne and Essendon is intense and it's bitter. And if you talk to North Melbourne people, they say that, you know, they each hate each other. And now all this is on the line. And for the North Melbourne people who are sitting back, and Sonia Hood, from all reports, done a fantastic job working on Alistair exclusively, and, you know, thought that they had not an agreement, but getting very, very close to it. How do they feel today?
Well, they'd be feeling less confident than probably what they were a couple of days ago. We would presume, okay, if he hasn't made up his mind yet, and then Essendon are coming to him with a late offer, you know, today or tomorrow, I don't know how quickly you can have these discussions, because these other discussions that he's had with GWS and North Melbourne have gone on and on for what appears to be at least a month. Essendon would be trying to fast track this to get his signature.
So,
and on that point, though, too, and this may be that, you know, it might be, it just may be too difficult, because he might be saying what North Melbourne have agreed to with Al Clarkson, right? Because they're this far down the track, would be, okay, Al, you want to bring in who? And he's gone through all the names of the people that he wants to bring in, and they've already discussed the positions that they may take up, right? With Essendon, there may be people already in those positions which would require them to sack other people to allow Al Clarkson to come in. And maybe that can't be done.
Maybe they'll have to.
Well, maybe they will, but then, you know, the disruption just gets louder and louder and louder.
And the payout and the soft cap.
That's right.
And
all these things are relative.
I'll ask you this as an Essendon great. What happens if Alistair Clarkson says, thanks for your interest, I am committing to North Melbourne or someone else?
Yeah.
Where does that leave your football club?
Well, that's a good question. Does that then mean that they go back and say, okay, let's complete this external review and then just see what it throws out in 6 weeks' time?
It leaves them in a god almighty mess.
And it still leaves them in a mess, because the timing of that, you know, like, is, you know, you've got signing coaches, assistants, you've got players out there that you're possibly talking to with your recruiting people. Because if it's external and it's what they are wishing for and hoping for, then it may lead to all sorts of disruption and hemorrhaging within the football club with people that currently fill positions.
So without – I'm just trying to work – the stakes have really been higher for Essendon right now.
Massively, so.
They are – excuse me. This great footy club are all in on a man who, should he – say yes, then the path forward is clear. right? So he's at the helm. He's the coach. He'll bring his – whatever it is.
Whatever it is that he's saying that he wants to do and how he's going to operate, and they're going to have to acquiesce to, because they're actually competing against a team over here that's already said, yes, you can do that.
That's right. So I'm talking about – so Essendon, their people are good. Their members are over the moon, I would imagine. I'm just – their sponsors will line and sign the check again because the everything is good in the world for Essendon. If he doesn't, then – so – have the stakes been any higher than this? I don't know, in my time of Barrack.
I don't think so.
Following footy, I can't imagine them being higher.
And my fear in all this is, and I said this early in the program, and that is that it's not generated and it's not governed by emotion, and there's some strategy and some thinking and planning behind all this. Because if it's not, if it's all just we go for Clarkson and that doesn't work, what happens after that?
That's my
What's
point.
The fallout of that?
That's my point. Because Ben Rutten, as we've spoken about, is I can't imagine they would come back to him.
Well, I can't imagine that he would want to coach the club under those circumstances.
We would think that even this morning he would be having to weigh that up, given that he'll ask the question, are you into Clarkson? Yes, I am. Well, that's untenable for me, so I would go. I would think that would happen.
Can I ask you this question? Do you think that he's been given a fair chance to prove his worth as a coach? With the 2 years that he served there as an assistant, 2 years that he served there as coach?
You could say it's short, but yeah, I think there are enough signs that he hasn't been able to imprint on this football club in a positive way. The manner, we showed it, we played a piece last night on our program. It started on round one with a 60-point loss. It finished with an 84-point loss. And in between, there were another five times where the same things post-game were being said, the same sort of... So, yeah, as harsh as it sounds, sometimes you can work that out in a short period of time. And I've said this many times, sometimes there are coaches who are suited to coach, there are sometimes coaches who are suited to be outstanding, you know, two ICs. Maybe that's the case with Ben, maybe it's not. I'm not that close to it. But when you've got a four-timer sitting there in the background and you've got an agitation for change now that's got this groundswell, and now it's all or nothing. It makes for the most, well, it's drama of the highest order because it's all or nothing.
Mm.
It's all, if it's nothing, good luck.
Yeah. It's
how the players feel. How are they going to?
Well, who knows how they feel right now? They would be probably a little bit disillusioned about what's taking place, because at this point they know that their coach that's been coaching them is gone. But they don't know whether or not they have a replacement right now.
Mm.
And the interesting thing is, you know, you talk about people in football, and you and I had this discussion yesterday about, you know, Clarkson, you get Clarkson, he's going to take over the joint, he's going to shake everybody up and that type of thing. Well, I would think any coach that's ever been successful has had that type of personality. There may be a few that haven't. You know, Blight was like that when he went to Adelaide. Bomber Thompson was like that. You know, he got in trouble down there at Geelong because of the way that he wanted to operate. Sheedy was like that. He was a management issue all the time at Essendon.
What's the one consistent with all those people?
Pagan at North Melbourne too. Everything he wanted his way.
And they all say, oh, they come with baggage. And the baggage is a premiership.
That's
cup.
Right.
That's the baggage
if
they come with.
If you get it right, you end up with some success.
Did you see Nick Hind on Footy Classified last night showed vision of Nick Hind coming off the ground, not eyeballing Rutten, not wanting to sit next to him. Did you see any of that vision?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you make of it?
It just looked like there wasn't a great relationship between player and coach. That's what I made of it.
With the circumstances as they are, it's a big story, right? In the normal course of a season, that can be a player who's just got the brace and bits, and then it's up to the coach to win the or the coach might go, don't carry on like a sook. You know, I'm playing the twos for 3 weeks.
Mm.
So it was a big story in the context, but I didn't read as much into it. But as I said, it's an interesting morning.